ఓం శాంతి. 21st December 2018 ఫ్రైడే. ద బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ సాకార్ మురళి ఇస్ మే యూ హ్యావ్ అ రైట్ టు ద తిలక్ ఆఫ్ అ ఫ్యూచర్ కింగ్డమ్ బై హ్యావింగ్ ద తిలక్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇంపెరిషబుల్ సుహాగ్ బీయింగ్ వెడ్ అండ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్. మే యూ హ్యావ్ అ రైట్ టు ద తిలక్ of a future kingdom by having the tilak of the imperishable suhag and fortune. At the confluence age you receive the tilak of the suhag of the deity of all deities and of the fortune of being a child of the supreme soul God. If the tilak of suhag and fortune is imperishable, Maya cannot erase it. Therefore, someone who wears a tilak of suhag and fortune here claims a right to the tilak of the future kingdom. There is the festival of the royal tilak in every birth, along with the king celebrating the day for receiving a tilak. This day of receiving the tilak is also celebrated by the royal family. So Baba is telling us that you have got tilak and you have what? Suhag. So there is one thing which is known as suhag, another is tilak. These are the two words. And if you have these two things, you will get Raj Tilak in future. So, Suhag is the sign of. Suhag means somebody is married. Suhag means a wife whose husband is alive. It's a sign of that. And she is known as in Hindi Suhagin or Suhagan. So Suhag is the sign of wifehood. It's a sign of being a wife. It's a sign that husband is still alive. That is what Suhag means. And then they have certain necklaces, Mangal Sutra and all, which further tell that particular woman is Suhagin. So that is Suhag. The second is Tilak. Baba often mentions about Tilak. And here Baba says, you have got Tilak of fortune, Bhakya. There, in Indian culture, it's quite common to apply Tilak at multiple places, in multiple occasions. If somebody is going out, they apply tilak for some journey, for some adventure, for some war, or some special effort or work or task or mission, they apply tilak. When one becomes conqueror or winner, that time again tilak is applied. When one is coming from somewhere as a guest, tilak is also a welcome sign. And then in various occasions like festivals, marriages, they again apply tilak. And there is something which is quite famous, is the tilak of fortune. Tilak of fortune. So these are the two Hindi words very much intermingled in Indian culture. And even practiced by Indian diaspora. So, Baba is saying, you have got tilak of fortune because you have become child of God, one. And you have got imperishable suhag. Why? Because the deity of deities, Devoke Dev, Shiva is known as Mahadev in the path of bhakti. So he is the God of gods. He has become your husband and you have become child of God. So you have got this tilak of fortune as well as this suhag. And when you have this always with you, Maya cannot erase it. Because both of these things are imperishable. So now if you compare, if a woman is there, no woman can ever say that she will remain in the stage of wifehood throughout. Because all men, all women have to die one day, physically. So, with the end of physical death, with the physical death, the suhag goes away. But here, when somebody is married to God, there is no question of becoming a widow. Here, a person can become widow. And regarding the second part, tilak, all those other tilaks, there are different material for which tilak is used. But no matter what tilak you apply, it has to get rubbed off, erased one day or the other. This is the only tilak which is unerasable, which cannot be erased, blotted out. Because this is imperishable. So, these are the two very important things Baba is talking today. That check your suhag and check your tilak. Checking suhag means what? The suhag stays persistently with me. If there is a husband and there is a wife, you know, an Indian woman is said to be very much devoted to her husband and she has a quality which is known as satitva. She sacrifices her life even after the death of her husband at the pyre. That was the Indian culture which was going on. And even her husband, it is said, they are also very much devoted to their wives. So now in this pure bond, if a third person comes, that suhag will not remain pure. Some amount of blemish while might tarnish this pure bond. So it's those couple who remained loving throughout, they are quite praised in this modern world even. There was never a sort of misunderstanding ever between the two. But the moment a third person comes, disturbance starts. If the husband gets attracted to somebody or wife gets attracted to somebody. We are even talking of those relationships where both are in jnana. Even we have seen such things happening in this family. Where people are in jnana and yet they get attracted to some new soul, third soul. In spite of understanding everything, in spite of knowing everything, in spite of knowing the evil effects of familiarity and everything, still something pulls them from this wedlock, from this sacred bond. And then the disturbance starts. So Baba is saying, you have got suhag. So every married woman, it's her duty, it's her responsibility to preserve that suhag. You know, they carry out so many vrats. For what reason? So that her husband, their husband remain alright. So many pujas and so many vrat. So many things they do. So many fasting and upavas. Just for what reason? Husband should remain healthy, alright, prosperous, and they should keep on receiving love of husband. So now, this is what a woman's duty is in Indian culture. Her devotion, her dedication, her one-minded devotion. And that is the reason why Indian marriages in the past were durable. A woman comes to husband and she finds that everything is against her desires. Yet she explains her mind and she gets adjusted and the marriage continues. In the Western world, the woman comes, she doesn't like things, and the next day divorce is filed and the marriage breaks. That's how it is. In India, women is the epitome of tolerance. Women is the very embodiment of dedication, surrender. This is how a woman was. But that's why when Baba is saying, you have got Avinashi Suhag, means what? No third person should come. Where the soul is there and Shivaba is there. Between two S, nothing should come. The moment a third person comes, the link with this God, Supreme Soul, the Divine Husband, the Supreme Husband, would get snapped and all disturbances will start. And this link, this bond, this eternal union, this of soul and Supreme Soul, this is very, very subtle bond is there. And though soul is eternally linked with him, but yet there is a presence of vices also. No matter how good one is, but the vices still attack each and every one. And if one is not wary, one is not fully alert, awake, even a slight invigilant attitude, inadvertent attitude will lead to fall. So, keeping this as a pledge that we are devoted one and only to Shivaba and none else. It's said of the Meera that when she reached Vrindavan and she expressed the desire to meet one of the saints, that saint said, I cannot meet any woman. I am devoted to Krishna, we are brahmacharis, we are sannyasis, so we will not meet any woman. So Meera wrote back, in Vrindavan also there is yet any other except Shri Krishna, there is no man in Vrindavan. All the rest are gopis. That's what she wrote. And he felt ashamed and came to her. So, taking care of one's Suhag. Suhag means we are married. Married means soul is female and Supreme Soul is male. We are brides and he is groom. He is the supreme groom, he is the supreme husband, he is the supreme beloved, supreme mashuk. All our relations, all our bonds, all our attachments should only be to one God. There are so many murlis on this chapter of one. The moment we forget this one, and because of any reason, if the intellect is wandering here and there, in today's murli also, at the starting only, Baba said, this Maya is very colorful. Maya is very colorful. So this rang-birangi and colorful Maya, it snatches away the intellect. It's yoga. Hijacks purity. And kidnaps love of God. And the divine love is replaced by physical love. And divine love is replaced by attachment to human beings. And divine love is replaced by all the sort of romantic feelings for each other. So this is a great pitfall. This is a great chasm. This is a great, in English it is known as the dark night of the soul. In Christianity, they have described at many places the dark night of the soul. The dark night of the soul means soul is away from God. And soul has entered in a phase of stark darkness where there is utter confusion in the mind, where there is a lack of power of decision, where there is a constant repentance within, where person is restless, where person is not able to do anything which he knows as right or follow Srimad, and without his wish and will, he is dragged into sin. So this is the great danger of going away from God. Or as Baba said, Devo ke Dev, he is Mahadev, he is a god of gods. So when we are betrothed, we are married to him, we have to take care of our suhag. Suhag means wifehood. Just as we have brotherhood, this is known as wifehood, state of being a wife. So when this is gone, it's gone. For sisters, it's quite easy to think of themselves as wife. For brothers, is it easy? Especially Kumars. So all souls for that matter are female and God is male. There is one sect in Sufi where they believe that God is female and we are males. They also believe like that. That he is Sakhi. He is our friend. He is female and we are beloved, Mashuk, and he is Ashik. There's some people, they have worshipped God like that only, also. So there are all sorts of permutations and combinations. But anyhow, whatever you think he is, but you should be linked with him. This suhag should never get erased. It's an imperishable suhag, it's an unerasable suhag, unblottable suhag. So long as this suhag is there, Maya will not come to you. The moment suhag becomes light, fade, it fades, or hazy, Maya will enter. So that is first is suhag. Suhag of being a wife, that's a sign of wifehood. The second is tilak of fortune. As I said, we use tilak in different occasions in Indian culture and also outside. So fortune means keep on remembering all the fortunes that we have got. Otherwise, many Brahmin souls, they are going away from yajna, from Srimat, from Maryadas, just because of forgetting their own fortune. Keep on reminding yourself of what I have got, what I have achieved. While staying in this Brahmin family and because of many conflicts within, many times it happens that we forget our fortune, or very strong karmic accounts make us forget our fortune, or some physical illness or disturbances, mental and physical disturbances, anything that can lead us to forget our fortune. Our bhagya, that's very high, very great, and yet we forget it. And one of the reasons would be not being regular at Amritvela. Another reason could be not doing Murlich churning, not following Srimat or Maryada and breaking Maryada again and again, committing the same mistake again and again, getting attracted to some human beings, or getting swayed away by digital devices. Digital devices have brought a flood in the Brahmin family, and many have been swept away at a very subtle level. And the outside, they look very okay, they look very fine, they are doing all their purusharth, but internally they have gone away from Baba. So So digital Maya is Brahmins have become digitalized. So Maya has also taken on the digital avatar. So in a very subtle portals, through very subtle portals, Maya enters. So remember the fortune, the treasures, the attainments, Bhagya, Prapti, Khazane, the three words, fat. The moment we become Brahmin, we become fat. We get fat. We get fortune, Bhagya, attainments, Prapti and treasures, Khazane. These are the three things we get. So keep on remembering these treasures, attainments or fortune or Brahmin life. This is how you make the tilak avinashi. And when you have these two things avinashi, imperishable, suhag and tilak, in future what you get? Raj tilak. So the basis, yesterday's blessing also we said, the basis, the foundation of future is present. This is the darpan, this is the mirror, where you can see your future. If this is alright, this seat is guaranteed. If this is alright, you don't have to worry about this. So, this is what Baba is saying today. At the confluence age, you receive the tilak of the suhag. These both are tilak of the deity of the deities and of the fortune of being a child of Supreme Soul. If the tilak of suhag and fortune is imperishable, Maya cannot erase it. So this is a very deep internal journey where we are totally committed only to Shiva Baba. And we are contemplating, thinking only of our fortune rather than focusing what is going on without, outside. Therefore, someone who wears a tilak of suhag and fortune here claims a right to the tilak of the future kingdom. There is a festival of the royal tilak in every birth. And we are going to get this tilak in every birth. You know? Even from the copper age, we would be taking birth in such families where we would be born as king or princess or very high post, who will rule over people, along with the king celebrating the day for receiving a tilak. This day of receiving the tilak is also celebrated by the royal family. So, keeping the tilak and suhag intact, this is the goal. If you can keep these two okay, everything remains okay. If one forgets fortune and if one allows someone else to come between 2S, soul and supreme soul, this will lead to internal destruction of purity. And today Sakar Murli Baba said, without purity, if you have purity, your dharana would be very good. If you have purity, your dharanas would be very good. So, the main focus, the greatest focus is on purity. It's very, very costly. We should not lose it at any for the sake of some transient pleasure, for the sake of some transient, some temporary joy of familiarity, some temporary digital enjoyment, or cheap enjoyments of the world. Our purity is very, very high thing. Highest thing in the world is our purity. Because if you see and analyze the whole world, is there a single soul who is pure? Or knows the importance of purity? Even if there are some people who know the importance of purity, but they do not know it the way Baba told us. God is not talking with them. God is talking with us. And He has told us the importance of purity. So purity is of paramount importance. It is irreplaceable. You can't say that in spite of this purity I have this another divine quality in me. This purity. You know, I have heard some Kumar, they call and they say my purity is otherwise okay, but sometimes it gets broken. They talk very casually regarding purity. Some ups and downs, they keep on happening. Baki everything otherwise I am enjoying Murli and Amrit Vela. But this is Garbada. So purity is the topmost thing, is the highest thing. Crema dilema, cream, something like that they say in Latin, cream of cream. So Suhag, Tilak, when these two things are there, what you get is Raj Tilak. Om Shanti.